Welcome to another program of Communication with George and Rita Galley.
Compliance. It's not a word we hear much today, is it? I guess the idea of doing something we're told to do is not very palatable. And yet, we'd be surprised in just how many ways our compliance is called for.
When you think about it, our world wouldn't have the troubles it has if more people played by the rules, kept the law of the land, and another thing, doing what they're supposed to do in their everyday working life.
Anyone who's ever spent time in the armed forces knows all about the word compliance. Try and disobey one small command, and you'll either be put in detention or forced to do hundreds of push-ups as your punishment. The army has its own way of squeezing the offenders into line. The idea being that if every soldier did what he thought was the right way of doing things, it would end up in chaos.
And the end of chaos is anarchy. That's when the citizens of a country do what they feel they want to do by disobeying laws of the land. One example is drinking alcohol way over the legal limit for driving. Worse still, violent abuse, robbery at gunpoint, or murder all come into the same category of flouting the law.
The thing is, obedience needs to be taught in childhood. How many times have you heard parents pleading with their children to do something, and the child merely ignores the parent? They've never been taught to obey. Believe me, it's going to be horribly difficult for that parent as the child is growing up, and the child will have all sorts of problems in adulthood. It's too late then to start learning you can't do exactly what you want in this world and hope to get away with it.
We have warnings printed on packets of cigarettes to tell us that this product may cause lung cancer. People see it and then make a choice. Will I smoke this thing and take a chance of contracting cancer? Nah, this won't happen to me. My father smoked for years and he never got cancer. And so by disobeying the warning, they'll have to live or die through the consequences of their foolish action. And even if they do survive, smoking causes a long list of other health problems.
I guess you could say the same thing for overeating. In the Western world, we're warned constantly about the dangers of indulgence in food. Being too overweight can cause a strain on the heart or lead to diabetes, to name just a couple of health hazards.
There's another aspect to this. We can expect to live a decent life here on Earth, that is, apart from accidents, chronic disorders or natural disasters, if we live by the rules and look after our health. But we human beings not only possess a body and a soul, but we also have a spirit.
Many are not aware of this fact, and the Bible tells us why. It says our spirits are dead towards God.
Some of you listening today have had stirrings deep down inside of you. You've had longings. You've wondered, was there more to life than what you're experiencing? Well, we're glad to be able to tell you there is more. Oh, much more.
Just like keeping the laws of the land makes you a good citizen, well, obeying what God has written in His Word, the Bible, will have amazing consequences in your life. Perhaps you hesitate to believe in and follow God because you feel you might miss out on something. But think about this. The same God who keeps your heart beating is more than able to handle the consequences of following His guidelines.
The first step is to get hold of a Bible and read the Gospel of John in the New Testament. You'll see what the Lord Jesus Christ has already done for you. He died for your sins and resurrected to help you in this life and forever.
For any information about the program that you've heard today, contact us on communicationradio.org.